On to our final story. Violent clashes in Pakistan's Karachi have left at least 12 people dead, injuring dozens more. Officials say the fighting erupted between two rival gangs in Layari, which is one of Karachi's poorest neighborhoods. They say the scuffles broke out after one of the gangs kidnapped a member of the other side. Police say the two groups exchanged heavy gunfire and then fired rocket-propelled grenades at each other. Officials say nearly 40 other people were also injured during the clashes. 15 schoolchildren are among the wounded. Mamad Touri is a correspondent from Karachi, and he joins us right now to tell us more about this. Mamad Touri, violent clashes. 12 people, from what we have been killed, with dozens more injured. Tell us more about it.
Well, Chloe, we are now getting updates from the hospital sources that three more victims succumbed to their injuries and died, taking the death toll to 15. And as you mentioned, 15 children were also among those who were injured in these clashes, among the two gangs in Layari area. So this is not the first time this area has seen the killings, extortions, mutilated bodies in the gunny bags, and other incidents. But it is clearly as another point in the already bad report card of Chief Minister Qaim Ali Shah, who has failed in different aspects when it comes to the providing peace to the citizens here in the port city of Karachi. And of course, recently we saw the negligence angle in the famine hit area of Tarin, the southern Sindh province. And obviously, this clearly shows that the law enforcement agencies, despite their operation over these groups, these gangs are free. Recently, one of their commander was targeted in the operation by law enforcement agencies, and it was in response. One group was pointing fingers to another that actually added fuel to the fire and started these clashes. They were suspecting that these groups provided tips to the police department, and that was the basic reason why police killed this man, the gang member, the gang head in that operation. But this is not the new thing. It is clearly showing a security lab, and despite all the tall claims of the law enforcement agencies, we are seeing right here in the capital, in the provincial capital of the southern Sindh province, that the law and order situation is not under the control. And as I said, it adds to the already negative report card of the Chief Minister of Sindh. Many here are demanding him to step down as a chief minister, because he on different fronts have shown incompetence so far. Yes, Colin.